replied the young woman, smiling. But as I'm equally bored, I can forgive you. Go and play at your tiresome old cards then, if you will. When he had gone, she let her eyes wander slyly to the figure of a tall young man stretched lazily in a chair, not far distant. Magnifique! She breathed once more. The Countess Olga Decoud was 20, her husband 40. She was a very faithful and loyal wife, but as she had nothing whatever to do with the selection of a husband, it is not at all unlikely that she was not wildly and passionately in love with the one that fate and her titled Russian father had selected for her. However, simply because she was surprised into a tiny exclamation of approval at sight of a splendid young stranger, it must not be inferred therefrom that her thoughts were in any way disloyal to her spouse. She merely admired, as she might have admired, a particularly fine specimen of any species. Furthermore, the young man was unquestionably good to look at. As her furtive glance rested upon his profile, he rose to leave the deck. The Countess Decoud beckoned to a passing steward. "Who is that gentleman?" she asked. "He is booked, madame, as Monsieur Tarzan of Africa," replied the steward. "Rather a large estate," thought the girl, but now her interest was still further aroused. As Tarzan walked slowly,